This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The first verse I encountered blew me away. And that is the verse with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. What's called the Basmala, the Basmala. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That verse is going to inform our discussion briefly today about the relationship between the Creator and the created. And I alluded to it earlier when I talked about the need for human utility, the need for human agency, the need for people to push in to a relationship with God, not just sit back and wait for a miracle to happen. This is an incredibly powerful verse. It says, with the names of Allah. And then there should be actually a colon. What are the names that are most important for you to know? The most gracious, the most merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. There's a lot that can be said about this, but to keep it brief, but deep, if you will, is that if you notice, this verse actually starts with an article of preposition, with. And in Arabic, there's a very important rule you need to pay attention to, that in order for an article of preposition to give a complete meaning, it needs a verb. It needs an action. And if you look at this verse as it is, there is actually no verb there. So if you look at it, bismi, with the name of the names of God, names and God are nouns, colon, the most gracious is a noun, the most merciful is a noun. So the question comes, if someone's strong in Arabic, they're going to say, this is an incomplete sentence. And there's a mystery to this. There is a mystery to the Quran that is lost in translation. That is lost in translation. And one of those mysteries is from time to time, the Quran, and this is something which is very normal in Arabic, words are left out of phrases in order to entice the reader and to encourage the reader to become an active participant of the narrative. That's very important. The Quran is not going to give you everything because then you'll get bored. But at times the Quran may hide things from you so that you have to stop, ponder, and think and insert here. And what would you insert is what's contextually appropriate to you, what you're experiencing, what your life is. And this is one of the reasons that we say that the Quran is an everlasting miracle, because those actions are going to change through the ages. They're going to change through the ages. So maybe 150 years ago, someone said like, I ride a camel or I ride a donkey. Now someone's going to say, hey, I ride a whatever, a Tesla. I ride, you know, a Prius, whatever I'm driving. The verb changes. The Quran doesn't change. And this is important because if you look at Bismillah with the names of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, you have to stop and ask yourself, where is the verb? And the job of you as the reader is to insert the verb that you are experiencing at that moment. So I recite with the names of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. I eat with the names of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. I sleep with the names of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. And this informs us of two very important things. The first I talked about in the beginning, and it's the subject of our discussion, the relationship between human action and God's transcendence. The need for me to push in religion, to bring my sociology to the moment and marry it with the divine. And it enhances what I said very early on about Fatiha, the idea of humans needing to act and trusting in a God, in God's plan. Not waiting for miracles or not hoping in God, but both. So for the basmala, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, to be complete, the mystery is solved in front of us. I have to insert my verb. I have to insert my action, which means I need to be doing something. For so maybe some of you who are interested in Islam, you're like, look, I seek guidance with the names of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. I recite the Quran for understanding with the names of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Without your actions, it's incomplete. And without God, it's incomplete. So that informs us about the subtle marriage between the need for human utility and agency, pushing through and acting and relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, to bless and guide those actions. And this is something which is fundamental to the Quran. Acting and trusting, working and hoping. Now, sure, we're going to make mistakes. In that process, we're going to make mistakes. So out of all of the names that God wanted to introduce us to, after he says, Bismillah, with the names of God, why is it the most gracious, the most merciful? Because our actions are always going to come up short. And we may be overcome by a sense of suffocating guilt and losing hope. But don't worry. In your attempts to live right, God is the most gracious, the most merciful. And that will lead to our second discussion around Surah Al-Fatiha, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty, has introduced us to himself through certain foundational beliefs. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.